May 4th, a day that Dr. Long always looks forward to. He gets to come in and do an interview.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You do them all the time, don't you?
What's that?
You do interviews a lot, don't you?
Well, I do get the privilege of being able to visit with the public quite a bit. So.
You know, that's a good thing. Less things are going bad.
Yeah. Yeah, then they line up to let me know that. But
well, you about got another year in the bag, don't you?
I tell you what, Bob, it's the year has flown by, and here we are, you know, the first week of May, and there's so many of the end-of-year award things going on, and so it is a busy time for our students, busy time for our teachers and administrators, and so the activities just keep coming.
Fun time of the year, too, with everyone graduating and all the awards, as you mentioned, and parents are pleased as punch.
Yeah.
They think, boy, I got our kid through high school, and little do they know, the real spending is just beginning.
Yeah, it is a fun time of year, and we're finishing up some of our state standardized assessments and testing that's going on. And then after that, you know, we have in our lower grades, we have a lot of field trips, a lot of transition days. And so a lot of people don't realize that, but, you know, our structure is set up to where our students travel between six different campuses. And so each year we do these transition days so that the new school that those students are going to be traveling to is not just totally foreign. And so we give them a dose of it at the end of the year, and then, of course, they come back with the open houses and stuff.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Our goal is to ease that transition and lower that anxiety for the students and parents, you know, as things come about. But it is a busy time of year.
Of course, you can't help those little first graders, can you? They're going to do it on their own, aren't they?
They are. They make that Although our kindergarten classrooms have already made their transition trip to Nelson Wilkes to the first grade, and so I was by there last week, and I got to talk with a little kindergartner, and he had just gotten back, and he seemed to be excited about it.
That's good.
You
really need to enjoy school, don't you?
Yes, you do.
So much better.
Enjoy it, and because before you know it, it'll be over with, and so many. You know, we can't just rush to get it done and rush to do this. I think I had this conversation with the seniors just a couple of weeks ago to slow down, enjoy these last few weeks, enjoy the awards assemblies, enjoy your time, because, you know, beyond that, you know, things certainly do change.
Bill Clinton said when he was in the presidency, he said something I always remembered. He said, 40 years goes by in the blink of an eye.
No doubt about it.
About the only thing I ever said is truthful. But, but you look back at my age now, and you say, man, where did it go?
Yeah. I think that if you talk to parents of graduating seniors also, and they make very similar comments, because they'll say, well, it just seemed like just yesterday, you know, we were dropping off for the first day of school.
Yeah.
And it's a good time, and our graduation is May 19th. It'll be held at there at Bomber Stadium, and we'll pray for no rain. And
it should be rained out by then, don't
yeah,
you think?
I would hope
Can't
so.
Can't be much less. How many is graduating this year, you know, offhand?
I don't know the exact number, but it'll be in the 260 range. I want to say 267, but don't hold me to that exact number.
And
tonight we have end of year band concerts, and you know that's a good, we have over 100 kids in the band, and so you know they're all going to be recognized for all their stuff going on, and this weekend's going to be a very busy weekend for our spring athletic programs. Girls soccer, boys soccer, baseball, softball are all competing in the
doing quite well too.
Doing really good and competing in the state in the district tournament, which will ultimately produce their seeding for the state tournaments that will come up after that. So they're all still in it. They're all still competing, and they're all doing very well, and should be a good opportunity if you want to. Well, I guess they're all away except for our boys. Our boys' soccer will be at home.
And I saw the other day where the choral director, Mrs. Hitt, is going to retire after 26 years. Boy, she is a dandy. Can they run that without her?
Well, we have a lady hired on to try to step into those shoes, but she has done a fantastic job with that program.
Boy, she can sing too.
Yes, she can. Yeah. She's done a fantastic job with it, but we do have a lady hired to come in. She's
ready to go, is she?
Yeah, she's a young gal. I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but I know she was very energetic and ready to come to Mountain Home. So,
where is she from? Do you know?
Northwest Arkansas. She's been teaching in a private school over there. So lots of things going on. One thing that I want to make sure and mention is on May 16th will be our senior academic and scholarship night. And that is a night in which our community, businesses, education foundation, and all sorts of donors award their scholarships. And last year, I mean, that's a night in which we literally award over hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships to our graduating seniors. So it's a pretty special event for both parents of the students and any kind of relatives that are more than welcome to come out.
Hey, you want to talk about outstanding students, go to that and see some of the scholarships some of those kids get. It's unbelievable.
It is. It's incredible. It's incredible. And you know, it's all because of you know, strong parent support. Strong community support, and then also, you know, the teachers do a great job in preparing those students. Speaking of, it is Teacher Appreciation Week, and so you get the chance this week, make sure and thank a teacher, and we've been celebrating it all week, and they do so much more than just teach. And
they
you know,
have to be everything anymore, don't they?
They do, and so, you know, it's they're more than willing to do it. And it's, but it also is those extra things are taxing on them, and the profession has certainly changed. And one of the conversations we engage in more often than not is what can we stop doing as opposed to, you know, new things that can we start doing, and I think that becomes a greater challenge.
Did you spend much time in the classroom, or did you go straight to the top?
No, I was. I did spend 3 years into the classroom. I was a ninth grade health education and industrial arts teacher. I taught an introduction to welding. So if you can imagine having ninth graders having the opportunity to play with fire, you know, is
no wonder you decided to see if there's any superintendent jobs available.
Yeah.
Hey, always appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Bob.
Dr. Jake Long, Superintendent of Mountain Home Public Schools, comes in the first Thursday of every month, and you can check out his comments if you go to ktlo.com.